The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Low Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they were talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day. Mm. That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action
and nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How y'all doing out there in radio land? How y'all doing in the chat? I see you in the chat. Who? Essie in the chat. Kawanda, Jeff, Willie. I see you, Willie. Motor Elephant, Josh, Sir Chunks in the chat. Lori Patterson in the chat as well. Salute to everybody joining the show today. We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay?
Hey, look, you know how we get down. It's Monday. Let's get the miracle minister, Kevin, on the lines. How you doing, Minister Kevin?
Hey, Tori, I'm doing pretty good today. How you doing, sir?
I'm feeling powerful.
That's awesome. Salute to Gwanda and the Truth Nation. Thank you for your continued prayers, because I definitely need them. It's always a struggle, but we going to make it anyhow.
I talked to Miracle Temple's pastor, Milton, over the last couple of days. So he gave me a call. So he was checking in on me, and it was a blessing to have you and him a part of the movement that's going on out here on the streets. And I'm always appreciative for y'all and y'all efforts that y'all take when it comes to the community. And I thank you, Miracle Minister Kevin, for coming on during the Monday prayer. Even though your health and a lot of things that you're going through, still suffering from a lot of things that are affecting your body from being shot multiple times while driving Uber. So this has been a great blessing, a great journey, a great year for us out here on the front lines to have you praying over the community faithfully in spite of all the things that you're going through.
Yeah, it's a pleasure because, you know, I'm still here to be able to do so. I'm still here. That's the main thing. A lot of people didn't make it this far. We get so close to the end of the year, and yet still so many more will not make it to the end of the year. So we pray God that we are still going to be conquered, led, and living to make it through. You know, I know you have plans and everything for 2026 and how you want Truth Nation to be involved and everything. And so we're looking forward to making it to the next year and being of service or however we can be. So I thank God that I have a terrific pastor as well, Pastor Thomas Nelson. He's there. You can check on him too, because I've seen him on Facebook Live out there trying to shovel the driveway, knowing that's way too much work.
Oh, no.
So,
you got to be careful now. You got to be careful with shoveling that snow. We just got, I don't even know how many inches. I mean, we got snow, but I think it was, 4 inches?
I don't even know, man. I didn't want to look because.
Andrew, check and see how many inches. You know if you know how many inches of snow we got in the chat, let me know. Because it's here. The snow
I'm
is here.
I'm blessed, Tori, that I have a terrific next door neighbor that, you know, he pulls out his snow blower and he has no problem if he does. He can come and do it my driveway and my sidewalk as well. I'm blessed to have that kind of neighbor. We need some kind of neighbors in our community that look out one for another. Because last week when I was in going to the hospital with the ambulance, he was out there like 1 o'clock in the morning, seeing what's going on. You know, checking my wife, seeing what is everybody doing okay and everything. So he has been a blessing, you know, for the many years I've been here. Even when I first came home from the hospital, you know, and I wasn't able to even stand up and walk, you know, he's been out there cutting the grass, doing the snow. So, you know, it's a blessing to have people like that in your community.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, y'all, you got to be careful. You got to be careful when you're dealing with the snow and making sure you pace yourself. Andrew just told me that Milwaukee got 12 inches in some areas. I'm looking in the chat. Ooh. CT says 6.1 inches officially in Milwaukee. So just be careful, especially around this time of year. I know a lot of y'all think y'all still got it. You know, y'all still got the energy to get out there and throw that snow and toss it around. But this is the time of year where people get out there and actually find out that heart attacks exist.
To find out how old we really are.
Right. Zayda Shea says, I saw 9 to 8 inches. We getting different readings, but it's still.
Yeah, well, you had to blow it around, too. So, 40 miles an hour wind. So, you had a lot of drift out there. So it'll be higher in some places than it is, will be in other places. So whatever it was a lot. Mm-hmm. They say it was a lot. So whatever that number is, you have to be careful doing it because it is widowmaker kind of weather out here.
Right.
You could definitely get a heart attack. Well, and not only that, but, you know, this weather we have, we got a people out of unhoused, things I could call it now. We call homeless people
right
out there, people who don't have resources, you know, so, you know, definitely need to pray for their people as well. Not just pray, can we say, faith without works is dead. So we got to pray, but we have to do some work as well.
I'll say this, you know, I just had a woman reach out to me. And her name, you know, she just said she had children, and she said she was homeless and she needed help. So once again, you hit it right on the dot. This is the time of year where a lot of people are homeless. I remember last couple winter seasons, I would meet women on the side of the road in their cars with their kids in the back seat with nowhere to go. So evictions is always a huge issue around this time of the year. And this is why I always tell people, you got to make sure that you get your village together. You got to fix the village. Because I know if they reaching out to me, it can't be a village. You know, I'm that last minute Hail Mary that, you know, hopefully we could come down with the ball. But I'll say this. It's so many people that don't have a village structure to protect themselves when life goes, you know, when life don't go as planned.
That's true. But there are a lot of resources out there, and sometimes we just need to make that known to people, mm-hmm. the different resources that are there. You know, a lot of times they just don't know. They don't even know the number to call, whether it be 211 or whether it be for domestic issues or food, housing, whatever. Well, people just don't even know a simple phone number to call.
Well, let me read this. It says, good morning. How are you? I'm homeless with my kids with nowhere to go. We're sleeping in a hotel, and today is checkout. But I have nothing to pay for the room. I really don't want to be outside with my kids. But ATP, I'm so lost. I've tried shelters. I've called 211 shelters. Are all full. I cried out so many tears because I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to move in my house on the 15th, but don't know where we're going to be until then. So once again, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah. You know, like I said, when you talk about people that need assistance during this time, a lot of people do go through the channels, you know. They do go through a lot of the resources, too. So when they come to me, like I said, they just trying to, you know, catch a Hail Mary at that point. So
I'll tell you what, I just seen on the news today that Bezos and his wife, or ex-wife, or I don't know if she's wife or not, but the Bezos just donated $5 million to Milwaukee homeless shelters. Just today, that was on the news, $5 million to Milwaukee itself for help to hold this problem. Now, we got to make sure that money reaches the right people, the right places.
And do the right thing.
At the right times.
Right.
Because, yeah, do the right thing.
Well, I think we need to go visit and see who. I think we need to go over there and visit and see if the resources are being properly placed, I guess.
Yes, because this
that's
is
the only way you're
right
going to find out, right?
They're needed. Yeah, they're needed right now. And don't need to be all well in a couple weeks. No, like the lady said, she got to check out today. In a few weeks, she's going to have a place to stay, but she needs something in the meantime, between time. So that money is out there, and I'm sure they could help as well with that $5 million.
Well, we're going to see. I mean, I'm going to tell you. I dig through things and I ask a lot of questions, but when you finally get to the brass tacks, sometimes the mission statement in the bank account don't line up. So that's why we need
Absolutely.
That prayer. That's why we need that Monday prayer. because there's a lot of going on. It's cold outside, and people are, you know, reaching out for assistance as well. So I appreciate you for coming, giving the Monday prayer. If you're listening, if you're out there, however you're consuming the show, I'm going to need y'all to tap in and get on one accord.
Father God, we come to you once again, seeking your comfort, your protection, and your healing power. As we move in through this bitterly cold and dangerous weather, we ask that you watch over us through our most vulnerable people that are out there, Lord, without places to be. Touch the hearts of those who have the resources to give and the time to share and reach out to our fellow community members and demonstrate the love that you show to us, and we'll show it to them as well. We also pray that you comfort and heal the hearts of the families of those three lost souls that were lost in Kenosha during the apartment fire. Grant us the strength to get through this devastating ordeal and hold the parents in your loving arms for the healing in which they so desperately need. Lord, I speak life more abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Anything else you want to say, Miracle Minister Kevin?
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
All right, Truth Nation, when we come back, we're going to get into the show. Stay locked in.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. I want to head over to New Orleans in Austin, Texas. A man says he's going on a nationwide tour handing out machetes and booze to homeless people. I mean, you know what? When I think about the recent stories we didn't heard this year, and that sometimes the mentality makes you question the sanity right now, the sanity level of people. But this man says he's going on a nationwide tour handing out machetes and booze to homeless people. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Can I get one more?
I can. I got to give it up. I'll tell everybody. Yes.
That's so great.
Go, on.
Every one of these.
Wow.
There you go. You're welcome. There you go.
He handing out machetes to homeless people.
You're welcome.
What in the world is wrong with people nowadays? He is like the Purge or something? For protection? What was the purpose of that, Andrew?
So this guy wants to be an influencer. So he's doing this. He racked up 1 million views, but he was giving out booze and cigarettes as well to homeless people in New Orleans and Austin, Texas.
And so the machetes are for what?
I have no idea.
I mean, it's just somebody always coming around doing something, you know, retarded. Oh, okay, I guess I can't say that word, I guess. I mean, doing something extra. I remember when I was a couple, I would say this happened like 10, I would say, all right, I'll say 20 years ago. There was a site called bumfights.com. Was that about 20 years ago?
I would say early 2000s, yeah.
Yeah, early 2000s, where somebody would record homeless people fighting, but they would say the winner would get $20. And they would say, okay, they would set the match up, and they would have homeless people fight each other over the $20. And it was going viral.
It was like early World Star.
Yeah, it was like early World Star, where people was fighting and using the homeless to fight for entertainment purposes. Now, this went on for a while, and they shut it down. But this is what I when I see the evolution of people doing ridiculous things and using, you know, the clickbait ideas of the homeless people for clickbait. This is just crazy to me. I don't know what he thought that was going, what was going to happen, handing out machetes. Alicia in the chat says that's crazy. And knowing many homeless folks also struggle with mental health issues, that's reckless. I'm telling you, he should be arrested. He's handing out deadly weapons and booze to people that may have mental health issues, possibly.
Hey. The wild part, though, Tori, is he says he wants to go to Vegas, New York, and L.A. next over Christmas.
Right, but what I'm saying is this something that is going to get on the radar of law enforcement? Because what are you saying? Because I was trying to tell somebody that the holiday season is where most suicides or depression kicks in during the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And I think that they, you know, this is why we always tell people, call your loved ones around this time of the year and let them know that you love them, because this is one of the most depressing times of the year. You didn't got out here, looked at the commercialism of the holiday season, and you don't have it like that. A lot of people breaking themselves trying to make that white Christmas. They dreaming of a white Christmas. Chestnuts roasting by the open fire. Y'all trying to have that, you know, one horse open sleigh. Y'all trying to get this commercialism in your life. And a lot of people feel like if I can't do that, then I'm a failure. Or I'm not successful because I can't have the Christmas tree. I can't have the gifts under the tree. I don't have the matching pajamas this year. This is why I say you got to be careful. This is why you got to be careful. And so he's handing out machetes to people that could possibly be depressed, on their last wits end, confused many times when you ain't getting a meal, when you're not eating on a regular basis. And what decision making can come from you giving somebody a machete and some booze, which is poison? Okay, so I might call the police on him. I mean, did you report this man? Did we report the post?
I have not reported the post yet.
I think the post need to be reported. Andrew, get on that. And I'm going to try to see if that's illegal to do. I mean, not illegal, but it could be a crime. It should be a crime if it's not.
Well, I know people in Austin are really upset, Tori, because there have been machete attacks this past year. And they're saying, like, what are you doing, trying to give more of these type of attacks?
Reginald says maybe those machetes are being used to clear bushes for fires and animal slaughter and butchery. I don't know. Well, when we come back, we'll have the pop culture report. We got Nasir coming through. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Nasir Spencer in studio. Nasir, how you doing? How was your weekend?
Man, it was good, man. I had some good Thanksgiving food.
Ate some turkey.
Some ham, some dressing, some macaroni and cheese. I know you get some
you
macaroni
still got
cheese.
Some leftovers over there?
Yeah, I do. I got some leftovers. A lot of people got a little weird about leftovers, talking about you got to eat that right away.
Within 3 days, they said. The maximum amount with... Yeah, it's been 3 days.
Yeah, I got a small family though, so they make a lot of food every year. So you just
you can throw it in the deep freezer. My grandma used to preserve.
Yeah, that's my granny do right now.
Yeah, they package it up, get the Ziploc bags, put it in the deep freezer.
Yep, that's what we're doing right now. So I got some leftovers at home. I'm excited to go home after the gym and go go eat some of that. So it's gonna be.
I still got to get to the gym.
Get to the gym.
I after the holidays, that's when I just go crazy. I try to.
Yeah.
You know, next thing you eating some of everything, and then next thing you know, you forget that okay, I gotta hit the gym.
Yeah, you gotta hit the gym, man. Especially during Thanksgiving time.
Do a detox or something.
Yeah, you gotta go in the sauna or something.
But today I did get up and take my gummies.
Okay.
I took my ashwagandha.
Okay. Oh yeah.
My probiotics.
Okay.
And my apple cider gummies.
Okay. So you on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, I got to start because it'll get out of hand.
So you got to get
back to
it.
It'll get out of hand.
Yeah.
Because if you eat Thanksgiving right there, that's 4 or 5 plates right there.
Yeah.
That's 4 or 5 plates right there.
Uh-huh.
Then if you don't start trying to, get on the treadmill and run it off, you're going to run into the Christmas season.
Oh, man.
Drinking eggnog. Now you out there doing all this extra. Next thing you know, you didn't blow up, Shuwady.
Yeah. That's the worst part
you done gained about 10 to 15 that snuck up on you.
And then the wintertime, you're going to have to lose all of that. I mean, you could keep it if you want to. Keep you warm at least, you know what I'm saying? But
or get somebody around you to keep you warm like that.
You know what you were talking about last week, the cuddles and stuff.
The cuddles. It's good for your health. It's good for your immune system.
Uh-huh. You got to get to it. So
I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's gonna speed up your metabolism.
Probably not. Nah.
It could.
Yeah, you think so?
If y'all cuddling, right?
I guess. Yeah.
heart rate might go up.
Yeah, my heart rate might go up and might start sweating.
Get
or something,
all hot and bothered.
All right, man. Look.
But what's going on? You watched Stranger Things?
I did, man. Look, I ain't gonna spoil it for y'all, but y'all better go watch before Christmas. I'm telling you. Those episodes are nice, man. Go watch the first 4 seasons. If you at home, if it's snowing tonight a little bit, not too much like last time or this weekend, but it's snowing a little bit tonight. Go watch some. If you're not watching football, go watch Stranger Things.
I watched it. It was interesting. The actor that played Freddy Krueger.
Yeah,
he's helping working with
that makes sense
the Stranger Things because, and you can see some elements of the old Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
Concepts when it comes to nightmares, kids.
Yeah.
They got to be in a sleep state.
Yeah.
He comes and messes with kids that are afraid. And so I can see some of the similarities from when Nightmare on Elm Street came around when we was coming up.
No.
Everybody was scared. I think Nightmare on Elm Street got up to, 13?
Oh, yeah. It got something like that.
Yeah, like 13 movies.
Yeah, something like that. It's a lot. Hey, if you want to watch a good scary show, another one, go watch... What is it called? Yeah, the It Show.
A lot of people has been talking about the It Show.
That
too.
Show is crazy.
The first season?
Yes, first season. So the cool concept about this show, right, is that it starts off in the 50s and then it goes backwards. It goes like I think 60s and then like 30s and then the early 1900s. The early 1900s is like Pennywise, like when it is his first emergence of being like the clown. You know what I'm saying?
Is he an alien?
I don't know how to explain. Yeah,
he's not human.
He ain't human, but he ain't like, I don't know how to explain
like
it.
Like he came from another planet.
Like you got to watch it.
Whatever happened to, like recently when they said that it was aliens, the government came out and said it was aliens. What happened? They just disappeared?
No, it's still
see,
around
this
here.
Is, no,
we probably
on.
Walking.
This is no rabbit hole. This is what they were saying. he always played a rabbit hole on something. He don't know what the rabbit hole is. The rabbit hole is a bunch of wild, zany ideas that may not or may happen.
You're telling me the aliens being real isn't crazy?
No, what I'm saying is that they just were saying that on the news.
Yeah, they're around here
this
somewhere.
Is what they were saying. What didn't they?
Yeah, they always
am I the only one that heard this?
I've been there.
I think I heard this, and I actually brought it on the show because some people here, before you became the producer, Andrew, DJ Brother Z and a couple other people, believe that it's aliens.
Probably walk next to them every day.
Yeah, so like I said, they believe in Men in Black.
Oh, man.
Right? So what I'm saying is, okay, the It was an alien.
It gotta be, right? If you watch it, it ain't no, like, regular monster. It's like, dude can fly and stuff. and just stand there and appear in your mind and stuff. I don't know what he is. Mm-hmm. Just the concept of being... scared, I guess.
So that's like equivalent to watching Stranger Things now.
Man, it's so tough. Welcome to Derry. That's what it's called. Welcome to Derry. Because it's in Derry, the whole thing is town of Derry in Derry, Indiana or something like that. It's a fake town, but it's...
Well, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to make a note to go and check that out.
It's a nice show.
All right. Well, also, the Diddy Doc.
Oof, that's a good thing to watch.
50 too. Cent is going around. Is it out?
I don't think
so. The Diddy doc?
Not tomorrow.
It's out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the Diddy doc is supposed to be out.
A Tuesday. That's interesting.
50 Cent, this is the one that 50 Cent executive produced.
So how you feel about the whole case? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, Diddy beat the major charges,
did he? Yeah, he did, yeah. He beat the major ones, and then he got like the – he still got felonies or something like that.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that's from traveling across state lines with prostitution.
Right, yeah.
But all of this
– yeah, it's
– RICO.
Yeah, he got all
this extra stuff. He beat the Fed, real deep charges to me.
Yeah, he got what, 4 years or something like that? He'd be out before – or maybe – no, before 2030 he'll be out. And he'll be that's kind of crazy. When I remember watching it. I was in the newsroom and we were watching.
Are you influenced by Diddy?
I mean,
did you like his music? Did you?
I ain't like his music growing up.
You didn't like Bad Boy?
No, I'm a Wayne dude, bro. I grew up with Wayne, T.I., all them.
Oh, wow. So you came around when the South got popping?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So Wayne, T.I., you know, a little bit of Jay-Z, not too much.
You don't know who Mace is?
No, I don't know who Mace is.
What?
I know, yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 24.
Oh, wow. This is a baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know too much about Mace or nothing like that, but yeah, I came around.
Understood.
I grew up with some heavy hitters though.
You don't know nothing about AOL online.
Oh no, my mom got an AOL account.
Okay, yeah. So did you grow up when you heard the little computer noise when it first came? Oh, so you knew
I
that?
Ain't that young.
Okay,
yeah.
So okay, I'm gonna say I'm just trying to check and see where you was at.
No, yeah, I know AOL, Hotmail, all those old ones.
Okay,
yeah, yeah. So
how old was you when Hotmail came out?
Oh no. I was young though.
Like five.
I know my Xbox account is my Hotmail account. I don't know. I still got one for some
reason. That's what's up. I still got a Hotmail account.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I don't use it, but it's just for my Xbox. I got to change it, but yeah, it's still there. But, you know, yeah, that Diddy doc, that's interesting. That's going to come out tomorrow. I wonder what's in it though. Like, what does 50 Cent have
in it? I think we got the trailer.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah, if you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got the Diddy doc. 50 Cent made this, executive produced this. We got it's coming out on Netflix, I guess tomorrow, premieres tomorrow.
Yep.
We got the trailer. If you watch this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
We have to find somebody that'll work with us that has dealt in the dirtiest of dirty business. We're losing.
Puffy, Puff Daddy.
Oh, wow.
Diddy, Sean Combs, all of these reincarnations, all those name changes are attached to really bad deeds.
This look great.
Everything in life, you're going to have people that are bad and people that are good. You have to choose your side.
This looking real crazy right here.
Look good.
I wonder, do he get paid from this? He could get money from this.
His family probably get paid.
How can you use somebody's footage?
Yeah.
And not have to pay him in a doc like this?
I was 50 on there. Do they even like each other? I thought they didn't like each other.
I thought they didn't, but sometimes.
Produced by 50
Cent. If you can make some money, I guess.
Yeah,
go ahead and make it.
Yeah, that's true. He be dissing Diddy online, though. So I'd be, like, confused.
No, they hate each other, guys.
They hate each other,
even
right?
if they hate each other, somebody could come out with a whole doc about you.
Yeah.
I mean, so if I wanted to just go and say, hey, I'm going to just do a documentary about you and put it on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's some business going on from behind this. Diddy got to be able to get some royalties from this.
Yeah. There's no way
he had to be.
Yeah.
You don't think so, Andrew?
Not a cent.
Okay, so how can you do a documentary, executive produce a documentary of somebody else without paying them?
That's defamation.
That's
all.
That's their image and likeness.
Yeah.
No, it's all journalism. You can do it.
I don't.
You said, so you can do it in the name and capitalize on it through journalism.
It got to be some legal
stuff.
Just
to say this is a journalist's perspective.
Like that clip from like 6 days before the trial, that got leaked to 50 Cent. So that's somebody else recording Sean Combs, and then they gave it to 50, and he got paid.
The person that got the footage got paid.
Probably. But I don't think Diddy's making a cent from this.
So he don't even know nothing about it until Probably.
Let me tell you something. It ain't no way somebody finna make a whole Netflix documentary, because you know you get paid. They had the bidding war on this. Because TMZ had one. 50 Cent had one. TMZ got the Temu.
Right.
Not the, you know, the Tubi.
Yeah.
And 50 got the Netflix deal.
So it got to be some type of legal stuff going on behind the scenes if he can be able to produce something like that. Because they don't even like each other.
Right.
So it got to be some, like, I don't know.
And I think that 50 Cent's baby mama was in the trial.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know how.
Here we go.
I don't know how he got past it. I don't know what the footage is.
Well, that's diabolical because.
Oh, yeah.
50's youngest son's mother was in the freak-offs.
So you think this is documentary going to be him kind of dissing Diddy, exposing more of the truth?
I don't know, but he probably hurt.
Yeah.
You done took my son's mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a cold world.
Diddy'd her out?
Man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Hey, damn. Look, well, when we come back.
Diddy'd her out. That's a new one.
We're going to have more conversation. We got Nas in studio. Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Nazir Spencer in studio.
Yes, sir. We here.
The Packers. Ooh. Bears.
Tough
Packers,
game.
Packers, a powerful win.
Super powerful.
Over Thanksgiving.
Little
got
statement.
Got the six-leg turkey.
Uh-huh.
Jordan Love.
Yes, sir. A little nice
undefeated on Thanksgiving.
Four-piece chicken nugget on them.
Hey. What did you think about the game?
I loved the game, man. The Lions, man, they don't look the same, but they still pretty good. It's just, I don't know, man, something off. They don't look the same as they did last year, man. So I think, you know, the Packers, they got the upper hand on them. They swept them this year. And then, you know, the Packers are going to go back home next week, play the Bears for the number one.
Well, man. The Packers look good. I mean, I'll say this. When I look at the Packers right now, they seem like they're bringing it all together. They're getting the pieces.
Trying to, yeah.
Legacy game for Dontayvion Wicks.
Oof.
A legacy game, which is the game. His legacy game happened against the Lions because now it takes him to the next level.
Hope so.
As far as nationally televised game.
Yep. Yeah, you noticed though that
went for it all on fourth down.
Yeah,
you know to end the game.
Yeah.
Came up with a big play.
Mm-hmm.
Dontayvion. I always thought Dontayvion Wicks reminded me of the Packers wide receiver.
Greg Jennings?
No, the.
Donald Driver.
What's his name again? Why is it slipping my mind?
Old school, Devontae?
Devontae.
Okay.
Adams, yeah. He reminds me of Devontae Adams.
It's my favorite wide receiver.
Yeah, Dontayvion Wicks, it seems like he has the build.
Yeah.
And he has the ability to probably, he's young enough to probably actually make a career for himself in Green Bay on a high level.
Yeah, I think Wicks could do some dangerous stuff for Green Bay. You know, another thing I was looking at, man, Micah Parsons, man, I don't know how the Cowboys let him slip away. I know they're doing good right now. They turned it up a little bit. But, man, Micah Parsons is game changer.
I think that if the Packers don't get a Super Bowl in the next 3 years, they have failed. They got the talent now on both sides of the ball. Jordan Love is, if he continues the way he's playing, he could end up in the MVP talks.
Now we got to talk. We got to wait till next week.
Well, what I'm saying is, talking about, but the way he's playing he's got to be in the top three in conversation, if he continues this way.
See, here's the thing, though. Jordan Love is already, like, top five in almost every QB stat right now. So if he somehow gets this win, not saying somehow as in, like, they don't stand a chance, just saying somehow, like, this is a rivalry game. This is Packers-Bears, and everybody's
Here
watching
we
this
go.
game of the week this week.
Well, let me say this. This is the oldest rivalry.
Yep.
I got some people that try to come at me every time the Packers play the Bears. We have owned the Bears for so long. I just kind of thought the Bears fell off. I really, you know, when I look at the Bears, sometimes I'd be like, man, like, okay, you know, when y'all going to show up to the game?
They're showing up this year, though.
But I think that it looked like since they won last year at the end of the season, and then they brought that energy into this season. The Bears have replaced the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
As far as the Vikings and the Lions, now it's the, you know, Packers, Lions, and now the Bears.
Yeah.
And the Vikings kind of fell off this
year. Yeah. The Vikings are not as good no more. They don't got no quarterback no more, man. But Jordan Love, man, I don't know. I wasn't so, like, high on him at first, and then now I'm just, like, kind of reaping my words a little bit. Like, let me tell you something.
Jordan Love is that dude.
Oh, yeah. He's that dude.
Not only is he that dude, Jordan Love is still developing. Now, what I did see in the game that I wasn't seeing a lot of is the change of play calling.
Yeah.
I think that they need to stop being conservative with the offense and just let them boys play.
Yeah.
And so I see Jordan Love now making changes at the line, appropriate changes. And I got on when I was on KBN, I got on Jordan Love because I'm not seeing that Peyton Manning – recognizing the defense, making changes at the line. And when I said that a couple weeks ago, and I think that on Thanksgiving, I was proud because I got to see him change plays, kind of moving the offense around,
taking more
control, right? So that's where I say that he needed to be at this point in his career.
Man, Matt LaFleur, he was bothering me a little bit earlier in the year. He was holding him back a little bit, I felt like. Jordan Love had some bad games this year, but, like, I don't think it was up because of him. I think, like you said, the play calling was a bit conservative. They don't let him be aggressive enough.
Right.
They don't let him sling it like Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. They just don't let him do that.
This Thanksgiving, they went for it on fourth down.
They did it. Yeah, I love it. You got to do that.
3-4 times.
What you got a quarterback like that for, you got to do that.
They opened up the offense a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Jalen Reed is coming back.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe is he coming back this week?
I don't know if he's coming back, but he's going to be back in the lineup
soon. Yeah, for sure. And
this is what I'm hearing. I don't know for a fact, but
yeah.
I think he'll be back here soon. And when you got Watson, you got, you know, that combination. I mean, he's starting to bloom after an ACL tear. So he's starting. It's like he's back he never left.
Yep. All developing. Well,
here we
man.
Go. And so we going to see.
Speaking of developing, man, you know, Shedeur Sanders. Against
Shedeur
the 49ers.
Sanders. Hey. Look, he didn't look that bad.
Everybody that hates Shedeur is saying that he played horrible. And I'm like, well, he did best he could against one of the best defensive coordinators in the league, Robert Saleh.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a Shedeur fan.
Oh, me too.
The way that they treated Shedeur was watching, it's like watching.
They're still doing it.
Somebody whip a slave.
They still doing it.
That's what it looked like. I mean, it looks embarrassing to the league, but when he won last week, he got some get back. But I think that this week, the offense, Shedeur wasn't the problem. Shedeur wasn't the reason why the Browns lost.
Right.
It was a lot of
fumbling.
Mistakes, fumbling.
Yeah.
He actually got a lead.
Mm-hmm.
Threw a touchdown, got the lead, you know, eight. I think it was eight.
It was 8-7.
8-7.
And went for two, and
then
got it.
The defense didn't hold up.
Yep.
They went into halftime, you know, with the, you know, 49ers up.
Yeah.
But I think that when they came out after the half, the production that I saw in the first quarter and the second quarter, the play calling stunk. Like, and then he did not lose the game. He did not throw the ball away to the point where it was on him.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't hold on to the ball, fumbles.
Yep.
Play calling was questionable.
You know, the play calling was, it was run, pass. They
were
not letting them pass the ball. And when they did pass the ball, it was screens. It wasn't passing deep or nothing like that, like he usually does. They were limiting him for some reason. But they weren't doing that with Gabriel. Call it how it is.
I'm trying to tell you, he pulled back.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If they do get rid of Stefanski.
Yeah, 6-24, but in two seasons, by the way.
Okay, if they do, why don't they bring Deion up?
Man, I don't know if he wants to.
No, I'm talking about the owner could. I mean, they can get rid of all of them and let Deion coach his son.
Sure, it would be a story.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to see that.
Yeah.
But It's over for the Browns head coach. I mean, he it's too much controversy.
Yeah.
He didn't create this. They got they got a couple first round drafts coming up.
Yep.
What you gonna do? Get another quarterback?
You already got Deshaun Watson on payroll still. You got Shador, Dylan Gabriel. I mean, I feel bad for both of them, really, because, I mean, they thought they losing. I mean, I think Shador is the better quarterback, but even when Dylan Gabriel was in, the play calling was a little questionable. Like, why are you running screens and all of this on third and long and, like, you know, letting them play for real?
He lost his touch.
I don't know what it
is. Now, what I would do if I was the Cleveland Browns, I would get that Louis luggage.
Yeah.
I would bring that Louis over there because Deion is about third season at Colorado?
Third or fourth. I think it was third or fourth.
Yeah. Okay, how long was his contract with Colorado?
I think he got extended, so he might still be there for a long time.
Okay, like I mean, if they could make the deal to get Deion over there with Shador.
That'd be a cool story, man. That'd be a story that we talk about for a minute.
Well, look, Nazir, I appreciate you for coming in with that pop culture report.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, when we come back, we got guests. We got a new song coming out. We got Star Red, Milwaukee's own Star Red, Lick Back, coming in with the Christmas song.
I love it.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for it, man. That's going to be a fun one.
Truth Nation, stay locked in.